This is Keith Wammond, online reporter for the Connecticut Post, and this is the first in a series of interviews with the candidates for mayor of Bridgeport for the fall election in 2007. With me on the line right now is a man who has already filed papers, the president of Citizens for a Better Bridgeport and a member of the Democratic Town Committee from the 139th District, Charles Coviello. Thanks for chatting with us.
Oh, you're welcome, Keith.
So why would you want to be mayor of Bridgeport?
Well, actually, I've got about 35 years of experience in both government, public life, the real estate business, and one of the biggest problems I see in the city is that we don't have a person who is somebody that can bring the community together. There's some large divisions within the Bridgeport community that if we're going to solve our problems, we need to all work together, and that's not happening in this city right now. I have always been a very good facilitator, going back to my years as Director of Youth Services for the City of Bridgeport. When my agency was named a model for the entire country because of leadership that the director has. And I think that's what we need in the city of Bridgeport, is leadership that is trusted and is considered to be honest.
As far as your agenda goes as a candidate and the message of your campaign, what are some of the biggest issues facing Bridgeport in the near future?
Obviously, it's very easy to talk about the issues, taxes, the affordable housing, jobs for Bridgeporters. The secret, though, is, and the difference between me and the other candidates, is as I go along in my campaign, we are going to give specifics on how the city of Bridgeport is going to lower the taxes in my administration, how the city is going to deal with the energy crisis in my administration. We're going to have specifics in terms of how to get more jobs in the city of Bridgeport for Bridgeporters. And I want to stress Bridgeporters, because although I see jobs at the school sites, Bridgeporters aren't employed there. And I don't expect to see that happening at Steel Point if there's somebody else in charge of City Hall.
Mayor Fabrizi has had a difficult year, both personally and politically, starting last summer with his admission of past struggles with drugs and alcohol, and as recently as just a few weeks ago, speaking on behalf of Juan Carlos Camacho at his trial. How have either of those incidents impacted your campaign?
In a very positive way. Every time the mayor does something that is upsetting the community, we have gained support. And we've gained a great deal of support in this recent action with Juan Carlos Camacho's situation. The people are very upset with the mayor. I think they actually gave him a chance after his first apology. But this last one is kind of like the straw that broke the camel's back. I really think that the city now is going to be looking for a change. In some ways, I feel bad for John, because his decision-making process obviously is not in the right place, and he's made some grave errors that are going to affect him personally. And we need somebody that can be decisive and make the right decisions as the mayor of the city of Bridgeport, and that's just not happening in the Fabrizi administration.
What do you think can you offer to the job that other candidates can't?
First of all, my qualifications. I worked for 5 years with the city of Bridgeport as Director of Youth Services. I've been a school teacher. I was the grants administrator for the city of Danbury and handled all of their state and federal money and managed it well to the point that we increased the funding coming into the city. I was also, for 2.5 years, the inside administrator for the Connecticut Conference of Municipalities, which, of course, our city is a member of, and so are many other municipalities. And they are basically the advisors to all the mayors in the cities and towns as to solving their problems and providing, pushing legislation that will benefit our municipalities. I did that, performed that job for 2.5 years. Since then, I've been in the real estate business, and I think that in order to understand how to lower our taxes, you need to understand real estate and understand how property affects our grand list. I've also served on the Board of Assessment Review and watched the pain that many of our seniors, many of our businesses go through in relationship to payment of taxes. The Fabrizi administration only increased the grand list by about 5% over the last 4 years, while at the same time the town of Fairfield has doubled their grand list. We can't allow our city to be at that lower level in terms of increasing the grand list. One of the reasons for that is we removed a lot of properties from the grand list for schools and for Steel Point and for a lot of other projects that the city has without having a plan on how to replace that housing quickly enough so that the taxpayer isn't affected by it. We need to develop plans in order to do that. We need to have a better planning process. And that's what I am, a planner, a facilitator, and somebody that can bring the community together and make all these things happen.
Last question, Charlie. Where do you see Bridgeport in 10 years?
Well, it depends on who the mayor is. I don't feel very positive if we don't have a mayor that can bring the minority community into this city, which actually is not the minority. It is the majority. 70% of our population is minority. And unless they feel like they're playing a role within the city of Bridgeport in their government, we will never be able to pull this city together well enough in order to make it work. And that's one of the things that is happening in the city of Bridgeport and has been happening for the last 40 years, is that the minority community hasn't been part of the decision-making process, even though it is the fastest-growing community in our city and the one that's being most affected by all of the problems that our city has.
All right, sir. Thanks very much for chatting with us.